the derivatives, the home markets, the loss of jobs. I mean, it just seemed like somebody just opened up the bottom and down everything went.
No, we ran out of liquidity. We ran out of global liquidity. And that is the problem being faced by all westernized economies simultaneously, is that there isn't enough liquidity to meet the funding needs of the operating societies. And so when governments don't have, that sounds very scientific, right? PhD-like, right? We don't have the money. There's no liquidity. It's like the bank is empty. So what do? You print. You buy your own bonds. That's what quantitative easing is. If there was enough global liquidity in the planet, right, then we'd be able to keep supplying, the housing sector and all those kind of things. But we got all hypothecated, leveraged up. We created these dreamed up derivatives and crazy names of things, and we that was how we did it. That was the we leveraged things up to the nth degree as much as we could possibly extract every little bit of equity that was out there to feed the economy, and we simply just ran out of it. We bankrupted Iceland, caused havoc all over the planet. And that's kind of where it is. So now we're at the point where the United States still needs funding, right? And Greece still needs funding, and all these westernized economies still need funding. So we can't sell our debt, really, in the sizes necessary to fund our economies, right? We can't, because we all need the same money at the same time.
Exactly.
So what do? You buy your own bonds. And that's what quantitative easing is. We buy our own paper. We just take it out. And so the bubble gets bigger, and then we blow the bubble back up again, I guess. And so, the collapse that may come from this bubble may be bigger than all the rest of them.
Will it happen overnight? I mean, could this happen in a week, in a month, in a year?
Well, in the book, The Day After the Dollar Crashes, I theorized that it could take place over about 2 weeks. That would start with a funding auction that didn't go well in China. And we put this on your website. There's a link that says the 14-day timeline.
I see that.
Anybody wants to see that, they can see it. It's kind of a neat thing we put together. It's like a video with like scary people jumping out of buildings, and it's a little bit.
Oh,
it's not for young viewers so much.
Yeah.
It's pretty cinematic. We figured it would take place over about 2 weeks. And it's just this unwinding thing that rolls over across the planet. The funny thing about markets
is it's like a tsunami.
Like a tsunami, yeah, exactly. Exactly like a tsunami. And that it has power, it has force, it has momentum, and it's overwhelming. And change, when climactic change occurs, it is overwhelming. It certainly is overwhelming. It's not meek, it's not timid, because change can take on momentum. That we're seeing some of that momentum, I think, begin to occur in the Middle East.
But you're saying it'll start with an auction that doesn't go well.
It could start with an auction that doesn't go well, but I think technically we're really already there. The auctions aren't going well.
They aren't going
well. That's why QE2 exists. The dissatisfaction of large segments of the global population being potentially in revolt and coming together and acting against their governments for change. We're seeing that. We saw that kind of stuff in the United States in the 60s, and look at all the change that came out culturally in the United States out of the 60s. I don't view that all this can be bad. I think it may actually be very, very good. Change is necessary.
If you're a globalist, it's great, right?
Well, I think all of us on one level or another are globalists. We are all a part of this planet. Yes, we have individual sovereignty, but we are members of this planet. We are members of a species, of human beings on this world. And as far as I know, and I know your show talks about this stuff all the time, about distant planets, and no doubt there is life in outer space. You'd have to be foolish not to believe there is.
No doubt. I agree.
Okay. But as far as we know, this is the one that we've been given. And it's a beautiful, beautiful world we've been given, and we can continue to bicker and hunt down all the hunt down every little squirrel and hummingbird in sight, and cut down all the trees and all that kind of stuff. Or we can begin to live in alignment not only with the planet that we live on, but with one another, and stop squabbling and bickering.
Are you convinced Are you totally convinced that this collapse here will occur?
I think it's likely. I think it's likely that we're going to see a transition, and I don't know when it's going to happen. It could happen. It could happen later on this year.
What's the farthest out, do you think, based on your experience, your history?
Well, I
I'm going to pin you down.
I love on CNBC. It's like, where do you think the Dow is going to be for this year? And I hate to tell them. I know it makes good television, but we really don't live that way. Yeah. I don't live in the future. I live in the present. You know.
I mean, could it be 10 years?
It could be 10 years, but I doubt it's going to be that long. I think it'll probably be quicker. I mean, what you need is the first thing would be price. The first thing, the canary in the coal mine.
What do you mean by price?
You need the dollar to break. If the dollar breaks 2008 lows, and we're watching it. See, like when General Motors went bankrupt in 2008,
okay.
And there were a couple of people that made money from that, and I think we were one of them.
Did you just sell them short?
Yeah, we were. Well, we couldn't sell General Motors short at the time because they banned short selling on everything in sight. So we owned puts on General Motors. But that's effectively selling short because I have the right to sell a specified price for a specified period of time.
Right.
We did the same thing with Lehman Brothers. But when we put that position on in General Motors, I had been watching General Motors for like 6 months. And what it did was it broke. It broke through $9.50. And into that break of breaking and being weak and falling, we put our position on. So in terms of the dollar falling, I would need for me to really get aggressive on a dollar trade on what I felt would be a move towards this kind of an accelerated move, it would be a break through the 2008 lows. Now, we're not far on the 2008 lows. I think we're only maybe 4 points away on the DXY.
All right, that could happen any day.
It could happen. I don't think.
What's the biggest point drop we've ever had with the dollar?
It would be on a percentage terms, and those would be adjustments against the yen. But I maybe a couple. I don't think it would happen that radically. I think it might. And if it did, then I think that would tell you that would be the canary in the first. It would be price. You would get a move in price. The markets are always reflective of the future, better than anything else.
Sure. Would it be a free fall?
Well, it might accelerate. I mean, at first you would break the lows, then you would have the realization by professional traders and banks and global governments and sovereign nations that the dollar is breaking. Oh my God, the dollar is breaking, and there could be an accelerated move from that break. Yeah.
Is there anything to prop up the dollar once that starts?
No, probably not, because governments and really can't do much. Now, they would try, as all governments do, and the way they would try to prop up the dollar, we talk about this in the book, the day after the dollar crashes, the response to currency weakness, if it's too weak, is to what? Raise interest rates.
Right.
But the U.S. government's in a very precarious position to raise interest rates. Keep in mind, they've got trillions and trillions of dollars of debt out there, and if rates go up, that means they have to pay out more money, and the debt would accelerate rapidly. It would depress whatever glimpses of hope. The green shoots would turn into brown shoots, would turn into...
It would kill an already dead housing market.
It would kill the housing market for sure.